Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onaletani. The house listing operations and housing census under Phase 1 of the Census 2027 will commence in Naglim today and conclude on 30th July. In this month-long period, enumerators and supervisors will visit every household to collect data on housing conditions, basic amenities, and household assets. The government is assured that all information collected will remain strictly confidential and appealed to all citizens, village authorities, ward authorities and civil society organizations to extend full cooperation to the census functionaries to ensure an accurate and an inclusive Census 2027. National Doctors' Day is being celebrated today to recognize the invaluable contribution of doctors to society and honor their dedication to saving lives. The day also marks the birth and death anniversary of the legendary physician and former Chief Minister of West Bengal, Dr. Bidhan Chandra Roy, whose contributions to medicine and public service continue to inspire generations of healthcare professionals. This year's theme is Behind the Mask, Who Heals the Healers? Chief Minister Nipurio has extended warm greetings to doctors on the occasion of National Doctors' Day, paying tribute to their dedication and invaluable service to society. The Chief Minister said doctors continue to care for patients with compassion and unwavering commitment. He acknowledged their tireless efforts, professional expertise and selfless service, stating that they make a difference in the lives of many every day. Viksit Bharat, Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin, VBG Ramji Act 2025, will come into force across rural India with effect from today. The Rural Development Ministry said that the Act, which guarantees 125 days of wage employment in every financial year, will empower rural India. The VBG Ramji Act replaces the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA 2005. The new act aims to enhance the statutory employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days in a financial year. This enhanced employment guarantee is intended to support the accelerated pace of rural development, provide greater income security, and empower rural households. On the implementation, Union Minister of Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said no eligible rural worker should remain without work even for a single day. Mr. Chauhan said the government, in close coordination with the states and union territories, has completed all administrative, financial and technical preparations to ensure a seamless transition to the new framework. He added the enhanced guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will strengthen rural livelihoods, create durable community assets and accelerate the vision of Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to use education as a means to build an equitable and inclusive society. She said educated youth should not only work for their own progress but also strive to uplift the weaker sections and contribute to nation building. The president said this while addressing the first convocation of the Central Tribal University of Andhra Pradesh in Visakhapatnam. The president urged students to become agents of social transformation, saying education should go beyond securing employment and help strengthen society, culture, traditions and economic progress. She said every educated youth should help bring forward those left behind and contribute towards achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047.
2047 तक विकसित भारत बनाने का हमारा लक्ष्य है मुझे विश्वास है कि आंध्र प्रदेश का एक केंद्रीय जनजातीय विश्वविद्यालय आंध्र प्रदेश का एक केंद्रीय जनजातीय विश्वविद्यालय अपना सार्थक समावेशी और पर्यावरण संरक्षण पर केंद्रित व्यवहारिक शिक्षण पद्धति से इस लक्ष्य प्राप्त करे और उसका महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएगा
And Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton yesterday convened a coordination meeting to review matters concerning Government Polytechnic Doyang Woka. The meeting held at Civil Secretariat Kohima was attended by Advisor for Transport and Technical Education Temjin Menba, Deputy Commissioner Woka K. Matang Tsanglaw, officials from the Higher and Technical Education Department, and representatives of the Lota Hoho, among others. During the meeting, Mr. Patton reviewed the current status of the institution and discussed practical measures to strengthen its overall learning environment. He stressed that meaningful collaboration among all stakeholders would be key to creating better opportunities for students and ensuring a stronger future for the institution. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.